AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Far-right activist Phyllis Schlafly, who helped defeat the Equal Rights Amendment in the 1970s, died today of cancer at her home in St. Louis. She was 92. In October 1999, Schlafly said people have the right to keep personal information private.
The record of your deposits and your withdrawals, who you're paying, who you're getting money from, is a complete picture of your whole life. And that is your own personal property. The idea that the bank should be able to take this and sell it is just a horrifying thought.
Schlafly rose to national prominence in 1964 with her self-published book, A Choice, Not an Echo. It became a manifesto for the far right. Donald Trump tonight is praising Phyllis Schlafly as a patriot, a champion for women, and a symbol of strength. Trump and his presidential rival Hillary Clinton campaigned today in Ohio, a key battleground state. Both held brief news conferences aboard their campaign planes. Clinton said Russian President Putin's recent denial of involvement by his country in the hacking of Democratic National Committee emails was not convincing.
When Putin was asked about it, he could barely muster the energy to deny it. Too many of you saw that. In fact, he went on to say it was a good thing that the DNC had been hacked.
Campaigning for Clinton today in New Hampshire, Senator Bernie Sanders said this election is not about the candidates. He says it's about the voters.
Not about Trump, not about Clinton, not about Bernie Sanders. The campaign is about you and your needs and the needs of the American people.
Another person of note died today, 91-year-old Hugh O'Brien, the actor who played lawman Wyatt Earp on television in the 1950s, died at his home this morning in Beverly Hills, cause of death not disclosed. This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds support for the Black Lives Matter movement has increased among young white adults.
The survey indicates a majority of white, black, Asian, and Hispanic young adults now support the movement calling for accountability for police in the deaths of African Americans. 51% of white adults between the ages of 18 and 30 say in a Gen Forward poll they now strongly or somewhat support Black Lives Matter. That's a 10-point increase since June. Other results show most young whites think the movement's rhetoric encourages violence against police, while most young blacks say it doesn't. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Chevy Chase has checked into a rehab facility in Minnesota for treatment of an alcohol problem. He has struggled with substance abuse during his career. The 72-year-old funny man checked into the Betty Ford Clinic in the 1980s for treatment for addiction to prescription painkillers. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.